Anything's gonna be done. Welcome to the third hour, first night. This is our first night in the course, week number one, and we're getting ready to go to number three, the third hour. And what I'm gonna need to do is I'm gonna need to go over a few things. Take about 10 minutes, then I'm gonna open wide to you calling in or throwing questions in the chat room. That's the best thing I can tell you tonight. We're not having a guest tonight. Next week we'll have a guest in the second hour. But I do need to give you this much information. On page 25. Now again, you don't have to go after these things. I'm going to give you some resources that if you're wanting to investigate, you're an investigator, you're going to be using this in the context of your engaging your city, your town, and everything else. So we have so many things over the years, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Listen carefully. This is a notice. The books I'm going to list to you, some of them are not written by Christians, they're written by people that are half there and half not. And I'm only telling you that there's certain content in some of these that are necessary, that are good, that will help you. Don't read any of these books as if they're absolute. Use the Word of God. Okay? I like what Shane says in the chat room. Eat the hay and spit out the sticks. Very good. It used to be eat the fish, spit out the bones, but I like yours. Eat the hay and spit out the sticks. That's good. And again, if you have the five A's, do you remember them? That you're aware. Number two, you're alert. Number three, you know the authority of Christ to use for yourself and others, and if you engage demons. Number four, the armor of God. Number five, action. Being in this class is part of the action, don't you think? So, you're going to keep me in prayer? You better believe I'll be praying for all of you. I do. I mean, you might think it's strange. I'll reach out my hand on the screen here and pray for all of you in the chat room and pray for all those listening. And I know that we have Satanists that are going to recon, and there's no question about that. You could write me a note here or there. If you want to, you know, send me an email separately, you can do that if you don't want to, you know, talk to me direct. By the way, looking at, let me see if I can find this again. I had this message sent to me about Lane, T.J. Lane. T.J. Lane, not too far from me. That's the kid that shot other kids in his school. And I'm looking at one of the counselor guys or somebody to evaluate him. He's hearing voices in his head, like some of the other shooters. So, yes, we are back live. We are here on our third hour for the first night in a course called Satanic Rituals, SRA Occult Crimes, and the Luciferic Agenda. 18 weeks long. We have a workbook out, and we'll have a second workbook out. If you're listening live, great. Make it a prayer time. Make it a, like, this is a classroom. This is a classroom in which the presence of the Spirit of God, the Lord Jesus, all the resources God gives us, let's be yielded to the Lord for that. Let's keep each other in prayer, but let's get down and really see what we need to learn and be very educated but know what we need to know spiritually speaking too. Okay, page 25. Before we go to questions and before I answer any phones, page 25. And by the way, it should give you the number to call in if you want to. Give me about 10 minutes on this, and if anybody does want to call in directly to ask a question about the course, about this, or put the questions up in the chat room. But this, and I have some homework, too, after the questions are done. I have a homework page to give you. But page 25 in the workbook, I mentioned some books. We have no guest speakers tonight, but these are things you might want to order, and then down the road, later on this week, next month, you begin to read some of these things. Let me give you number one, and it's written in the book, The Satan Hunter by Tom Wedge. You can get them used on Amazon for $1, $2 maybe. I bought 6 or 7 copies, and I've given away 10. It's not, listen, it's an older work, It was one of the first out. I knew Tom personally. I've been to his home numerous times. I constantly engaged him. He didn't know a lot about spiritual warfare, and I told him, Tom, how can you do this? He was a law enforcement agent. He brought me into the police academies for training. But it's called The Satan Hunter by Tom Wedge. It was written for law enforcement. He used the content when he taught in the police academies. Now, some, you know, think he wasn't good enough or didn't have enough material, but I think he wrote it for law enforcement. He taught it in the academy. The Satan Hunter by Tom Wedge. You'll have pictures in there, actual pictures of crime scenes. He'll go over the differences between certain kinds of demon, you know, Satanists and investigating occult crimes and so forth. So I think it's a good resource to begin with. And most people don't have any clue of the content that's in there, but prayerfully, with your scriptures, you know, read through The Satan Hunter by Tom Wedge. Number two, there's a book called Secret Weapons by Dale Griffiths. By Dale Griffiths. I know him personally. I don't know him well. I'm knowing him better. He was one of the top investigators nationwide in occult and satanic crimes, law enforcement, big time. I'm not going to go into a lot with Dale, but other than to say that I read his book, and I used to require the reading of his book in the courses locally. I required this book, Secret Weapons by Dale Griffiths. It's the story where he and others, and he has a journalist that helped write the material, but he had the Hersha sisters, Lynn and Cheryl Hersha, both of them satanic, ritually abused, multiple, one coven-oriented and one militaristic-oriented. This took him to track down information inside his book, Secret Weapons. It'll deal not with the spiritual side at all, really, but deals with the Freedom of Information Act information about mind control projects, the creation of programmed folks. He tells you the stories of Lynn and Cheryl Hersha, what he did to investigate it, how he went after it, the coven side, the governmental side, ex-cop. And so it's important, I think, an important work, and I required all of my students years ago in classes I taught here because it combines a kind of, again, researcher, investigator's look at the satanic ritual abuse multiplicity issue along with the military side of it, and a lot of good material there. It's called Secret Weapons by Dale Griffiths. And there, you know, all I can tell you is I'll have the names of the individuals we'll interview along the way, but I hope that I can get him on. I might have to do a separate interview and just play it, but I hope I can. He's still out there, and I just talked to him the other day. Next is, The Black Awakening. Listen, I'm not going to really push that at all. I just want you to know that that whole work is 20 years progress. Over 100, 220 other quotes from others. That deals with a lot of the core of this too. If you're able to, please look at that. And there is no other book out there on the market that has the content that we put out. And it was only written to be a message and a training. So the next book is, and again, you might not be interested in this guy, but it's William Kennedy. The book is called Lucifer's Lodge. Now, it's written by a Catholic, and there's things that he's into and things that he believes that I wouldn't stand with at all. But he was commissioned by Malachi Martin to go after the satanic ritual abuse, the satanic underground of the Catholic Church, to name names. So all I'm telling you, it's a research book concerning Satanism in the Catholic system. Lucifer's Lodge by William Kennedy. Okay. I heard you can get it in free PDF file. I don't know where. Maybe somebody knows. But again, you know, take in the, how'd you say it, Shane? Take in the hay and spit out the sticks. Okay. So please take your time with discernment, alertment, you know, alert and so forth. Now, I also put on page 25 a video to take a look at dealing with the sex crimes within the Vatican and everything. because it's inseparable from the satanic side of things in the Vatican. Now, we're going to touch on the Catholic system. We're going to touch on, I'm sorry, the Black Awakening is not on Kindle right now. Once we, there's some editing errors that had to be cleaned up, and it's in the progress to go into French, German, and Spanish, and large edition print, hardback print, and then Kindle. But that's all within the next 3 or 4 months. I have 2 other projects prior, so be looking for it. But right now it's just on our site. No audibles yet. that'd take me a long time to do 600 and some pages. So let me tell you this. Lucifer's Lodge is important. The video put out on the sex crime. Now, if you look at the sex crime issue across the board, somebody just put up in the chat room that the book Lucifer's Lodge is $899. Well, somebody put my book up on. We're not connected to Amazon at all. We're not connected. Somebody put my book up there for $140 once. Somebody's got one up there, a used kind of doll. I mean, a couple up there, it looks like. But we don't have anything. We have no connection with Amazon whatsoever. So ours is just off the site and or at the conferences. Come to the conferences. We have a few there that we sell to. But I don't carry them here. Don't write to me locally because I don't have them here to send out. Also, there's a video mentioned on page 25. On Aleister Crowley, the wickedest man in the world. It's topdocumentaryfilms.com/Aleister Crowley. If you go to Top Documentary Films, just Google it in, or www.topdocumentaryfilms.com. If you put in Aleister Crowley, you'll get his stuff. You'll look at that. It's good to look at as far as a backdrop. The same documentary, you know. Question in the chat room, are you planning trips to England? Absolutely. London, 2 days on our way to Berlin and Velsberg Castle and then to Budapest and then to Moscow. September. That's all I can tell you right now, and you'll have to wait through the summertime to see how we can nail this down. We have so many conferences. We're just all over the place right now. So, but absolutely, it's in the prayer stuff. It's in the planning. We've talked to 4 or 5 other guys going. And we would be coming to London first. The other book I want to mention, it's not on the pages here. I want to mention one other book. If you're interested in stuff, if you want to do more research, and I don't know the author. His name's Thomas McGowan. It's a book called Programmed to Kill. Programmed to Kill. Programmed to Kill by Thomas McGowan. And again, you can get used copies, I think. The reason I'm mentioning him is because he's the only one that has put out something to where he acknowledged among serial killers and serial rapists like John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, and others, they were multiples. That is, someone caused a splitting of their personality, separate personalities, and clearly, I don't know about the other two, but clearly others have written that they were into Satanism. But obviously Dahmer was. So a lot of that was there. I got one last page we'll do here in about 20 minutes. It's page 27, the homework. I'll give you the homework in a few minutes. But let me tell you right now, every week when we put the archives up, and you will have to go to shatterthedarkness.net/SIIU. www.shatterthedarkness.net/SIIU. If you go there, you'll see the link to the class and a link to the archives. The archives page will start soon. Now, right here in Blog Talk, if you know somebody doesn't get this all or whatever, you can get this immediately tonight, all 3 hours. It's all, again, free. The archive site will be all free also, but I won't have those up for a few days each time. But I will also add there sometimes PDF files, more information, more links each week. Okay? Now, I am expecting out of you prayers, your openness to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you get the workbook, good, and write in it, use it, do the resources, and pray about in 18 weeks, probably in October, actually, we're going to do a local three-day conference capping off this whole course. Put that in the back of your mind. Hope you'll be able to come. We'll talk about the homework page, page 27, in just a moment. But right now, I'm putting up anybody that has questions, put it in the chat room, please. If you can, and then also, somebody's asking on my main site, somebody else asked about the chat room link. Now, when you came onto the Blog Talk site, Ragged Edge site, was the chat room link already there for you to link into? Was it easy? Yeah, I think I see everybody in here that should be. That's good. I'm not going to be down in North Carolina, but I am going to be in, we have a conference in Knox. That's the closest I'll be is Knoxville, Tennessee. We're going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee in June. July, we'll be in Sacramento, and then I'll be in Colorado, and we're going to be in Chicago next week, a week from about 10 days from now. Well, listen, those of you in Canada, keep praying. All I can say is you pray and you ask God to open the doors. I'm ready. I got my passport, and I'm ready to come there. We just need a setup to get there. All right. Any other questions tonight? We want to ask if there's open questions in the chat room. If you want to call in. Now, there's two people that's been on the line that's called into here. I see you're on there to hear. You've been there for quite some time. But is there anybody that wants to call in the phone number, the host number? Then there's the guest number, 347-945-6757. 347-945-6757. Any questions inside the chat room tonight? We'll take a look. They're asking if Steve Quayle will be a guest. You know what? If he's willing, and I think he will be, that's a possibility in this course, Steve. Let me take a look. That would be good. Let me look at the rest. Are we going to deal with human trafficking? Yes, we're going to point our finger that direction. We have get the film Whistleblower that deals with that. Whistleblower that deals with trafficking. And we will be definitely pointing, because there is a connection between human trafficking in the sex trade with satanic ritual abuse in the sex trade. So there is a connection there. Either way, it's horrific, and we need to move to action. Don't forget faith in Hebrews chapter 11. They conquered kingdoms and administered justice. There's a lot of things. There's a question in the chat room. It says this: I've been told not to remove demons unless a person baptized is baptized. There is nothing biblically about baptism shielding from demons or anything else like that. This is the issue. Look how Jesus did it. Look how in the book of Acts, Apostle Paul did it, Acts 16, Acts 19. You're going to find out this in the biblical models. They never asked anybody, do you want to get delivered? Whenever demons were showed up, whenever demons manifest, whenever there was a demon, they commanded them out. And the norm was for the people to get saved. And the truth is, under hundreds and hundreds of deliverances we've done over the years, even with non-Christians, and again, in the New Testament, you look again with Jesus, look again with the book of Acts, chapter 16, chapter 19, you'll see direct examples of this. Number one, they didn't touch demonized people. Number two, they just ordered and commanded and spoke to the demon to get out, or the demons to get out. And they didn't ask them, but usually you lead them to Christ immediately. If for any reason a person afterwards would say, well, I don't want to come to Christ, then you warn them. You have nothing to protect you. You have nothing to guard you. Jesus just delivered you from the demons. You need to turn to him. Yes, it can be seven times worse. But we're never instructed in Scripture not to remove demons because they might not, you know, they just did it automatically. They never asked anybody if you want it done. When demons were present, they commanded them to get out. They were led to Christ, turned to Christ. Like Mark chapter 5 is a big picture of that. Let's go on. The difference. What is the difference between oppression and possession? Good point. Okay. Oppression is kind of like what the disciples experienced when Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan is out to sift you as wheat." Well, the enemy came, and now they felt, you know, they ran, they were in fear, they were scattered. Peter was out there even cussing. Oppression is when you feel that kind of darkness over you, a cloud over you. That's even Ephesians 6, you know, when it says our battle, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. The spiritual powers in the air around us. So oppression is just the sense of the enemy around you, on you, trying to bring influence or bring you down. That's when you stand up in Jesus, resist, you rebuke them, ask the Lord to deliver you, and you clear the air. You put up the rebuking them and prayers until they're gone. Possession is, the Greek word diamonozoid, when a demon is in a lost person, body, soul, and spirit. Like Mark 5, that's an example of total possession, where they manifest and speak through the mouth and everything. That's possession. Oppression is on the outside. They're trying to bring pressure in and on. Now, believers can give room. Ephesians chapter 4 says this. The Holy Spirit says, "Be angry, but do not sin, and don't let the sun go down on your anger, and give the devil a foothold." Anger is a big issue. Anger is a big issue. If you give way to the fleshly, sinful side of stuff, you can give way to being, we call it an attachment, where the enemy comes in to really grab a hold of your fleshly area, that some sinful area you're getting into. And the Lord's telling you, you know, repent of that anger, renounce that anger, you know, and if you repent and so forth, you can break free. But the enemy can, you know, not just bring influence to you, but you know, that's why the Holy Spirit, God says, don't give the devil a foothold. It's the Greek word topon, meaning a legal right to that area that you're opening up to. Another question, how will the course test be administered? I'm still thinking about online, like locally I can give testing. Let me think, because what we did locally, I formed a test. We might be able to put it in PDF form and you fill it out and send it in. We'll work on that. We'll work on that along the way. Another question. Oh, there, my screen is going so fast here. Somebody says they're reading the book Program to Kill, reading it now, unbelievable read. Tom Dunn, my friend Tom Dunn, a brother in Christ, Project Josiah. Tom Dunn will be speaking in Chicago. Tom Dunn is right in the thick of it with Shatter Stuff in Mansfield, and he's a great brother. I love him. He's my friend. Good stuff. Good stuff. Aleister Crowley, note, you will find Aleister Crowley's Alchemy and Research for Remedies. I was looking for Spring Tonic. No, we completely say no to Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley is a beast, demonized. Everything he has to offer is from the demonic realm. So, no, we reject and would stand against any and all things that Aleister Crowley stood for, believed in, and so forth. Let's look at some more things here. I see Terry's in here now, and I'm glad you're here. We're praying for you earlier, praying for God to work. Yeah, the archive links, like it says on there, won't be active for a while. If you're going to go to the main site, shatterthedarkness.net/SIIU, the archives there will not be operative for another few days. If you want the live from today, immediately after the show, you can get them from Blog Talk. But I'll be making my own set on that site, but it won't be there for a day or so. Let me look out here again. Have you read He Came to Set the Captives Free? Rebecca Brown, yes, I heard her personally also speak. I read all of her material. Think she did some really neat things, but I also think she didn't understand multiplicity and the difference between a demon and subpersonality and all the rest. But, yep, I read everything there. Talked to her husband. I'm not going to give his name. That's all I'm going to say. Let me look here. Here's a question in here, Russ. Do satanic groups hide out in national park areas? You know what's interesting? We've met rangers that have told us about satanic ritual spots in their areas. And rangers are going to be told not to alarm anybody. Of course, they don't want to tell everybody, hey, there's some skinned dogs or there's a ritual site with a pentagram. Absolutely yes would be the answer. And if you find a friend, a good friend or a Christian, and if any Christians know Christian, those who work in that field of wildlife and in the parks, reserves and things like that, we'd love for them to tell their stories and tell we've had them tell us directly about ritual spots. Yeah, we've tracked them to down in the Akron area, down in the off of River Styx Road, Lake Indigo. Yeah, we've been to those kind of places to the groups don't so much hide there to live there, but that's they'll go deep into see. They want completely exclusive, hidden, dark areas that nobody can find, nobody can see. They use trail markers. In Tom Wedge's book, it'll talk about that too. They use trail markers to get back to a spot. Yeah, we've been on the field many places like that, deep wooded places. Another question. When a demon-possessed person who is MPD doesn't want to be delivered, how do you deal with them when they surface? Well, I rebuke the demons. I engage the demonic stuff. I also warn the person. And the whole issue here, and I know we're going to have to do this on the second half of this course, we'll deal more with the healing aspect of the MPD SRA, but you got to get to the core person. You got to get to the main person that will turn to Christ. And when they are actually born again, that's when really the ground level of victory begins. And then the inner healing, or going to parts, breaking the programming. But we're always casting out demons. We did have one that we engaged, demonic presence manifested. We engaged it, very powerful. She screamed out and called it Orion. There was two of us, another pastor. Finally, it broke and the demon went out. But here's what occurred. The woman, the priestess, stood in front of us and said, I will get him back. And she was defiant, and we preached the gospel. We shared, I'm going to read. Let me just tell you, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, this is true for everybody. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. There are some people that refuse to love the truth of Jesus and be saved. Some do. Some people want their demons. Some people want their power. Some people want it. Another question in the chat room. What about the books by John Douglas, the FBI profiler? I've read, I think, three of his books, and I got four or five other profiler books that I'm going through right now and doing a profiler course. What I do when I read these books, again, I'm just looking for what I can use and just observing how they do things. But I have to incorporate in the idea of profiling or discerning, or I have to include the concept of the Holy Spirit, discernment, even charismatic gifts like the word of knowledge, even prayer that helps break things open. So I am still going to say the bottom line to what I share is the spiritual power, the spiritual, reality, like in Ezekiel 8. We're not going to be able to break all the way in. And I don't have, and maybe there's going to be a Fed that contacts me, but I don't have any Feds that I know yet that have the same perspective, spiritually speaking, Christ, the power of God, all this is real, and how to go after it in a real sense. So, but I have read a number of his works, and I got them right here 5 feet away from me on the shelf. Right. Somebody else writes in about Becca Brown that says she was a medical doctor, so forth, bringing folks out of Satanism. The medical board said she was crazy and they took her license. That's correct. And again, like I said, I talked to her husband some years ago, saw her not too long ago down south, southern Ohio area. Let me take a look here. Some more questions coming in, then we'll go to the phones also. It says here, while taking this course or at all, should we avoid anything? For example, watching, reading Harry Potter. Yeah, I mean, listen, Harry Potter, all that, you know, Harry Potter, stuff like that, that's, it's really, there's spiritual influence behind there. The lady that wrote it, you know, again, the God is extracted, and it's just, you know, a draw for kids, and just rebuke it, throw it out. You know, it just, the only thing I've done with Harry is just look a little bit of some of the stuff and try to lead parents to tell their kids as parents should, and keep them away, give them other stuff that's godly and right. Dungeons and Dragons, yeah. I mean, Tom Wedge in the books play the Satan Hunter, and I dealt with one of the ladies from Bad, you know, it's called Bothered About Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons, Tom Wedge has a great chapter on that in his book, The Satan Hunter. And yeah, because inside the Dungeons and Dragons, some of the same demon names in Dungeons and Dragons in the higher levels is found in the book of the Satanic Bible. Bad stuff, absolutely terrible stuff, opens doors. Fantasy land into the demon realm opens doors for their influence. And you read stories, there's deaths, suicides, killings, demon possession that is connected to Dungeons and Dragons and or some of the video games in the same way. Another question coming in, do you recommend the book The Ministry of Intercession? If you're talking about the book The Ministry of Intercession by Andrew Murray, absolutely yes. Great book. I love it. I've read it a few times, got 4 or 5 copies here, constantly give things away. I found it in paperback, but I got a hardback. The Ministry of Intercession, great, great book. If you're talking about from Andrew Murray, yeah, love it. Trying to look at all of these. Let me quickly here see. I'm going to go to the phone for one call right now and see if we can. Do we have a live caller here? You're going to turn your radio down when we come to the calls. Are you there? Okay, that's fine. You can go ahead and listen. There you go. Just listening. How's this caller? Anybody here listening, or were you calling to call in? Okay, that's great. If there's anybody that wants to call in, 347-945-6757. The three that are on the line right now are there just listening, which is fine. I'll look back to the chat room. Another question here. I'm trying to catch it's moving pretty fast in here. Are there more courses that you're preparing to offer besides this one? Absolutely. We have Theocentric Counseling. That's another course we're going to probably, when the Monday night one's over, Theocentric Counseling is, I think, a 12-week course we're going to offer on Monday nights. We have the Freedom Encounters course that will start next October, as long as everything goes good. That's the course on inner healing, deliverance, more on procedures and so forth. Yeah, we definitely do. We have courses on our website that are there and free, the audios. Some of those we're going to make workbooks to use, and then we will begin to do some of those live, just like this, online. So we will try to do that and help you out that way. Another question coming in here, was 9/11 a satanic occult ritual? Now, again, not everybody's going to agree with me. I believe that it was deeply. I mean, you could talk about shadow government and the Arabs, or who was else behind it, and who knew about it, and who plotted it, and whatever else, because I think it was a combination on the man side. I personally believe that it was the Luciferic, ancient, I mean, the real satanic order that helped to try to inspire more war, more bloodshed, more everything. So my belief is, in my spiritual discernment, perception, and looking over it, I believe that it was plotted and planned ultimately by a side nobody has been able to unveil completely yet. So I believe it was like a satanic occult ritual. It has the same thing: blood, terror, fear. In a satanic ritual, what do they want? They don't kill the person right away. They prolong the pain and the torture. Why? To create fear and terror and all the, to raise the human energies in that negative sense, or that, because that's what they believe, and then to shed blood little by little by little to bring the demons. So I'm going to say, I believe, personally, from my perspective, you don't have to agree, that it was clearly satanic oriented, and for that purpose, There was an agenda behind what occurred, broader than just the light level of what we heard. Let's go on. Another question. Here's another one. Why some of the celebrities and their music lately, are they aware of what they're doing and promoting the agenda of the Illuminati? Well, I think that Keisha maybe does or doesn't. I don't know. I look at some of the others, Rihanna. I look at Kanye West, the I Am God one stuff now. I look at Katy Perry. I look at some of the older stuff. Some know exactly what they're doing and the sold out. A couple of them, I believe, until I have more verification, I won't say, but I believe are multiples. That is, like I absolutely believe, because I've been, you know, was 3 feet away from Marilyn Manson, I believe he's a multiple and demonized and is able to switch, and I believe some of the others are that way also. And I believe that some of them do it out of the money, but I think the other side of the story is the power. The power of the dark side, and I think they know too much. They know too much of the real stuff. And to put it in the music and to do it the way they do it, it just brings enormous influence. Ezekiel 28, remember that Satan had pipes and tabrets. I believe that he has a key, you know, he has something key on the musical side. So always do a lyric analysis. I mean, spiritually discern what musicians are bringing out. Number one. Number two, lyric analysis. What is it they're saying? Are they singing about blood and drinking blood and vampires and Nephilim and having sex with demons and becoming gods and all the rest? Well, then you're dealing with content from the underground coming into music. And I think that doing it that way, demonic stuff can be, you know, just like praise and worship, God inhabits that. Well, on the demonic side, when the demonic praises, per se, are being sung and whatever, demonic stuff is attracted. Underground Satanists will tell you that. Let me look here again. This is really rolling through. Good. I'm glad you got questions. And we got time, another 10 minutes here. Let me see here. Lady Gaga, no, I think she has a real agenda and real defiance of the Lord Jesus. And what is our approach? Like with Ozzy, I still pray for him to this day. Pray for them. Ask God. You know, use authority. If you ever, you know, just do what you can do to see bring salvation and help. And I'm very convinced right now, Joan Baez sang a song, "You Don't Have to Play Me Backwards." Research that. She was a satanic, ritually abused multiple. It hasn't come out in a big way yet. She's talked a little bit about it. But look at her song about, "You Don't Have to Play Me Backwards." Look at the lyrics. Do a lyric analysis. She's singing about the actual rituals and the blood rituals that were done from childhood up. Joan Baez. Okay. Someone says, "I read People of the Lie that possession is always preceded by the believing of a lie." I've read the book People of Lie too, and though I don't believe he was clearly biblically strong as he should have been and whatever else, I would agree that it can open the door, like in you know, that's what happened in Genesis 3. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. That's what it says in Romans chapter 1. That mankind has exchanged the truth for a lie. So when the enemy sends lies, and when it's directly demons, doctrines of demons, 1 Timothy 4:1, unleashing doctrines of demons, please understand that believing those kind of direct lies, yes, can open the door to either strong oppression, attachment, can begin the process of demonization. Someone puts up a thing about, I can only tell you about the Billy Graham thing. I got a letter from their offices that he denies, says, you know, somebody put that out there. But I do agree, a lot of Southern Baptist pastors they were recruited into Masonic stuff. And anybody in ministry, any pastors, anybody mainliners and all the rest, do whatever you can to really confront them and deal with them and get them out of it. Get them to repent and so forth. Yes, we appreciate that in the chat room. Roses Are Red says that Joan Baez, you listen to the song about the death of baby Rose. You're right. It's about a human sacrifice. Her song, this is Joan Baez. Check it out. You're going to find lyrics. And I believe those are the lyrics of absolute, you know, truth. Well, Michael, I appreciate that, but I know who I am. Just a brother like you, and all I care about is doing the best I can. I'll keep trying to do it better and keep trying to do it all that we can. And there's one singular reason, Jesus, and he loves us and he loves you, and there's a great need, and we need to have all of his armament, and we need to do everything we can, get people saved, healed, delivered, and help the victims and expose, and hallelujah. But keep me in your prayers, okay? Question, good question. Why has the mainline church totally avoided these issues? I think because they don't have awareness. They weren't teaching all the stuff they should. They're not alert to know. And the enemy is able to bring suppression and silencing and even infiltration. Do we have a caller on the line that is called in for questions? Questions? Well, that's fine. Spirit. Right. I believe so. I believe worldwide, because that's what it says in Ephesians, and it talks about in Ephesians 2, Satan is the prince of the power of the air. That's the word. The word air is the Greek word eros, meaning the immediate dense atmosphere above our heads. So the principalities and the powers are in their heavenly realms above us, all, yeah, worldwide, over cities, but all the way to the ground when people open doors. And our warfare, our spiritual warfare, is against them. They're against us. So in that chapter, dear caller, that's where God says, put on the full armor of God, to have the mighty strength, the mighty power of God. Put on the full armor of God so you can stand. And you'll be able to stand good and powerful then. Any other questions? Oh, the demonics? Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a parable that Jesus taught in the scriptures where he talks about the parable of the sower and how the word of God is put out there. It's like lands on rocks. Birds come and take it away, if you remember that. Well, he tells the meaning of it, that the word of God goes out there. People don't accept it right away. Well, Satan comes to steal that away so they can't believe and be saved. He doesn't want people to get saved. He wants to bother believers. And so, yeah, you're right. The demonic realm by nature, they come to kill, steal, destroy. That's what they're all about. Jesus came to deliver us, give us victory, give us armament, and help us to be a part of seeing others get set free. Time for one more question from me, if you have it. Well, there's, yeah, let me just say this. I thank you for calling. We're coming down to the hour here. Is there a difference? Is there a difference? Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean, that's what Ephesians 6 says. I mean, the English words, we have principalities, powers, and so forth. But the Greek words, cosmokrator, exousia, porneus pneumonikai, the Spirit of God's defining them. There are fallen angels. Some see a difference that then there's demonic realm. Well, they're all of the same nature, but they're different in species. Now, let me explain this. Jesus, one time in the gospel, when the disciples were trying to cast out demons, and they couldn't do it. So here's what happens. Jesus says this kind. When he says this kind or this type, it's the Greek word for species. The demonic realm, fallen angel, demons, all of them. Jesus didn't go around saying, I cast the fallen angel out, or I cast it. He just dealt with stuff, anything there. He gave us authority over all the power of the enemy, all the power of the enemy. That's important for us to know. And so whether in the air, on the ground, whatever else, we have authority to come against them. So here's what's important. He said this type the you check out the Greek word. You can check it out yourself there. It means species, different kinds of the fallen ones. That's why there's planos. That's a Greek word in 1 Timothy 4:1, and in Ephesians 6, kosmokrator, exousia, porneus pneumonikai. So that's all very important to really take a look at, knowing that, but realizing that regardless of the kinds, because the truth is there are some more powerful than others, but we have authority in the name of Jesus over all the power of the enemy, and that's important for us to know. We are down to 9 minutes, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop right now to say this, that I'm giving you homework, page 27 in the book, because we only have 10 minutes left. I appreciate the questions. I know there was one call in. There might be more right now, but we're down to less than 9 minutes, and I have to give you the homework, and that's pretty important, okay? Very important. On page 27, it tells you there about another video to watch if you get a chance to. Somebody sent it to me and I really appreciated it. It's a YouTube video about Scientology, the CIA, the cases that occurred in France, cult abuse and so forth. It's put out by In Search Radio, in the capital N S E A R C H Radio, but it's in the notes. And you can put it in like that, and that's I think you should watch it. Number two on the homework: what satanic occult crimes have been done? I'm asking you, in your area, what do you know of anything? Have you checked the papers? Have you asked pastors, law enforcement, counselors? Call up the local psych ward and ask them. Just call and say, hey. Do you guys handle dealing with multiple personalities, satanic ritual abuse? Just call and ask. See what you find out about your area. Be praying about your area. Number three in the homework. Examine Ezekiel chapter 8 and mark down. I mean, I really want you to know this chapter well, okay? Because I can almost bet, but I can almost tell you this. Most every Christian listening and most everybody I know has not heard a sermon or a message really heavily on this. Ezekiel 8, here's some of the questions that are on page 27. Who was Ezekiel? What town did he live in? Who knew about the occult satanic coven there? How did God show Ezekiel that Satan was there in the coven and so forth? How do you know that? And then how did God describe this demonic place? How does God describe it? And then would you be willing for God to show you in your town? Okay? Now, my friends, I will repeat the YouTube video. It's too long. All I'll say this is if you go to YouTubeVideo.com, type in Scientology and the CIA, you should probably get it. It involves Scientology, the CIA, the cult abuse by N, capital N, Search, S-E-R-C-H, Radio, In Search Radio. So that's what you can take a look at. It's in the notes, and I will maybe even put the link of that on the archives page on Friday. If you want the direct archives of the last 3 hours tonight, they'll be here on the Blog Talk Show in about, a half hour. If you want them from my site and from the main page that I'm working on for archives and resources and extra things, that won't be put up till Friday. And then each week, it won't be up till the next day because it takes me a while. We've been rocking all day since early this morning. This is our fourth hour of being live. We did our earlier hour. So actually, I'm going to eat some good dinner my wife has and when we're done here in 4 minutes. Okay. Question. Now, we got something out here. It says this. I want to stop. It says a lot of reporters are reptilians. Got to open up your third eye to see them. Stop there for a second. I hope you're not mentioning third eye in the occult sense. We have to renounce that, reject that, and say no way. Go to Ephesians chapter 1, where the Spirit of God, when Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened by the Spirit of God. Now, we got to open up our Spirit-lit eyes in Christ. So we renounce and reject any occult orientation to the third eye stuff, because it's just, you got to know that's just not. And I want you to know this. There's going to be Satanists that come to this, and there's some tonight maybe, and others. And we welcome everybody. You're welcome to put up stuff. We don't want anybody to be abusive, but I want to be able to talk to you and say, you know, what's out there. Now, Shane has just put up in the chat room also the direct link to the Scientology video that I'm talking about. It's not just Scientology, which I've been to the Hollywood to do a little investigating, and I got on the inside. I'll tell you about that sometime. The third eye is used in the world of occultism, where the demonic side, a spiritual occurrence from the dark side, masqueraded or direct, opens up the inside capacity spiritually from their powers, but they're not going to show you what God does. It's a counterfeit to the real. Ephesians chapter 1 tells you about the real. In Christ, by the Holy Spirit, Paul prays for believers that the eyes of our heart, the eyes of our heart would be enlightened, lit up by, again, the power of the Holy Spirit so we can know the power of God. I cannot pick up any more phones tonight because we got 2 minutes away, and we're just down to the last. That's all we're going to do right now, give you the final homework. That's the homework to give you. We want to say this to everybody coming in tonight, all those listening online and by phone and across the board, and thousands of you by the downloads later on. We love you. The Lord Jesus Christ is the answer. He is God. He is Savior. He is Lord. Father, I ask in the name, we pray together in the name of Jesus, that you'll stretch out your hands to save, to heal, to deliver, bring extraordinary miracles to victims and others listening. We pray for Terry to be just God bless her and help her and open doors for her and secure her situation. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we ask, Father, just crush all the work of the enemy, expose all the work of the enemy, show your power in everything going on. And we simply pray that you will bless those who've listened. You'll speak into their hearts tonight. You'll open the Word of God to them. And we are so grateful, Lord, for the love you give us, the kindness you give us, the Holy Spirit you give us, and for this night. God, I pray the door will stay open, that we'll teach as long as we can, as much as we can, so that we can have out, we can be out there on the field, be out there on the ground helping people. We will be back next Tuesday night, 3 hours, and let me look at the chapter title here, then we're done tonight. Next week, what do we need to know about directly about satanic ritual abuse? And we will have a guest in for questioning in the area, and we appreciate all of that and all of them also. We're going to say goodnight to everybody tonight. Goodnight to everybody in the chat room. If you'd like to, again, shatter, www.shatterthedarkness.net is the main site. And to the left side, you'll find where it says courses, hundreds of hours of training courses. We're doing this one live and using the workbook, and you keep us in your prayer, and I thank you very much. I know many of you do, and there's times, and I don't know about you, but I feel like I can feel the prayers being answered. I think that's true. Take a look. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, when Paul talks about how you, those praying, you helped us by your prayers. You helped me by your prayers. Love you. End of the program tonight. Session 1. Good night.